Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Fire away.
Thank you for giving me the chance to speak.
You're welcome.
The thing is about the United Nations and the current crisis. As you rightly pointed out, that the Israel is the only country to have broken so many resolutions, and the I can only expect that even in future that the number is going to grow even bigger. That's because they have got their own men in sitting in the United Nations. Like, for example, John Bolton, even though he is American representative at United Nations, but he is a Zionist and he protects the Israeli interest. So they are going to use veto every time, and Israel is going to get away with whatever, because no one can dare to speak. That goes with this country as well. There are MPs who have got dual nationality, dual loyalty, or shall we say, you know, just single loyalty, being British, being born in this country, but the loyalty is elsewhere in the Middle East.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to disagree with you just as strongly as I disagreed with Bell in Falkirk. Now, let's get some things straight. The problem with dual loyalty in this country is not Jews with a loyalty to Israel as well as with Britain. The dual loyalty problem is right at the top, and it's the dual loyalty felt by Tony Blair and his ministers and his MPs towards the United States. That's the dual loyalty that threatens our interests and endangers our people's safety and is leading us from one disastrous foreign policy blunder after another. After all, Mr. Blair is not backing Israel in this fight because he loves Israel. He's backing Israel in this fight because he loves George Bush. That's the special relationship that's a problem here. And John Bolton doesn't work for Israel. Israel works for John Bolton. It's entirely the other way around, as I've said so often on this talk show and on public platforms and in books and on my own website, georgegalloway.com, and many other places. It's vitally important that people understand this. There's not some conspiracy going on where a small number of Jews are manipulating the United States into following a policy which it otherwise would not follow. That's completely the opposite of the truth. Israel is involved in this war in Lebanon in pursuit of the United States' foreign policy of confronting and probably attacking, probably later this year, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And didn't Bush indicate that all over again with Tony Blair standing next to him in Washington this week? Israel works for the United States. It's not the United States that work for Israel. And I'll tell you why it's important that people understand that. Because otherwise they go looking for Jews. The problem is not Jews. The problem is the imperial policy of the United States, of which Israel and Britain are both a part. Because if you go looking for conspiracies, you'll end up like the Daily Express or the Daily Diana, looking for new clues as to how she was murdered in a tunnel in Paris, and you'll end up climbing into your own fundament. It's very, very important to grasp this. Keith in Finchley, I think, thinks I'm biased. Keith, tell us why. Go ahead, Keith, it's your show.
George, I wanted to ask you a question.
Go ahead, mate.
Now, I actually believe the answer to be yes, and that's you're very biased. But you obviously, I'll allow you to answer that in 1 second, because I think it's very easy for you to have the amazing luck to have your own show to spout your stuff about a subject you think you know a lot about. However, it's very easy for you to do it because you can cut people off, you can silence them out. How about you invite someone like me who knows more about the situation than you do into the studio where you can't cut me off and you can't silence me out? How about that, George?
You finished, Keith?
Huh?
Are you finished?
I'm finished. How about it? Are you
okay, here's the answer. I'm absolutely biased. You're with Israel, I'm with the Palestinians. You've got on your side Fox News, Sky News, BBC News, ITN News, every newspaper in the Rupert Murdoch stable, the Times, the Sun, the News of the World, the Sunday Times. You've got the Daily Telegraph, the Sunday Telegraph. You've got the Daily Star, the Daily Express, the Sunday Express. You've got Charlie Wolfe. You've got commentators by the dozen, if not by the hundred. All of them on your side. Me, I'm just one guy who for 2 hours on a Saturday and 2 hours on a Sunday gets to put the other point of view. Get over it, Keith. I give you your say. You just had it.